This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always. So the basis now of what I'm trying to do when it comes to the podcast, and I'm trying to come at you with daily consistent content on the podcasts, going to try to keep them short and sweet and come at you about the relevant topics that were most discussed in the last 24 hours in a quick wrap for you guys that I don't have time to bring to my YouTube channel. And there is a lot going on, guys, and I feel like it's a great way for me to get out even more content to you guys. So please do subscribe. I need to push this podcast because I haven't had time to do it because I'm so busy on YouTube within itself. And if you are watching via video on my channel, my skin is looking flawless right now. Where are the spots, guys? Please somebody let me know, because wow, this is amazing. Can we just deep it for a minute? Like, wow. Anyways, yeah, so I wanted to basically bring you the most relevant 5 to 6 topics that I didn't have time to discuss on my channel that were literally trending everywhere online, and bring that to you to this podcast in a very wrapped of 15 to 20 minutes. So hopefully this will suffice, and hopefully you guys will like that. But we do have a lot to get into, because guys, I don't even know where to begin. Like, I genuinely don't know where to begin. We're going to go through a lot. We're going to go through Tiny Temper, because he was doing a madness. Stuff with Pizza Express, the BBC, are just pissing me off. We also have stuff going on in Zimbabwe. I've made a video about it, but I thought, let me bring more awareness to my podcast, as well as Beirut, which has been disgustingly sad. And we also have a parent who was dragged away whilst his child was in hospital on a life machine. Like, it's crazy at this point. But we're going to get into Tiny Temper. Let's get... Tiny was trending because my man was really tweeting away in caps. And everybody's just, you know, saying that, you know, your wife is not a black woman. It's a simple yes or no question. And he wasn't answering it in the way that he should have. And he got immediately defensive and really got irritated with a lot of people. Now, I just feel like if my man ignored the situation, if my man didn't type in caps, kept it cute, if you just keep it cute, guys, it would have been okay. But you had to make a whole scene for no reason. Like, he's like, I'm not shouting. What makes you think this? I'm intrigued. Explain. And she would say, because you're typing in caps. And he's like, let's not focus on the caps. It's how I tweet. I can make them. Listen, why are you shouting? You immediately just feel that. If you're talking in caps now, why are you shouting? So this was trending on Twitter for a while, because of course he just wasn't admitting that his wife is white. And it's like, this is just weird to me, because, you know, it is what it is. Move on. What's the next question? Why are you typing in caps? Why are you causing a major issue out of this? Like, it doesn't need to be done. It all started because he said, you don't need a footballer. Go find a prince in Africa, Prince of Zamunda vibes, to Ivorian Doll when she said, how do I bag a footballer? So this is how it basically all started. And Tiny Temper is basically arguing with this girl and refusing to reveal his wife's race after encouraging black women to marry African men. Is the comic relief I didn't know I needed this Tuesday afternoon? He was getting dragged, guys, left, right, and center, because the fact that he was really denying his life partner, Imagine the wife at home thinking, what the hell is going on? You're acting a fool. I don't get it. Just get in the studio, please, and focus on bringing out those bangers that you came out with when you first came out, because those were elite songs and we need those, please. So I really don't understand, like, what you're doing. It doesn't make any sense to me. But he was getting dragged. He was trending because he was refusing to say that what Brace's wife was, and just typing in caps. You're just shouting for free. Like, why? What are you doing? Because I genuinely don't understand. Like, what are we doing here? It doesn't make any sense. But what does make sense is my skin is looking on fleek right now. Damn, I can't stop looking at my skin in this video. Yes. Yes. Hopefully you guys like this video format for this podcast as well that I'm putting out. I know it's not directly connected to the microphone, but you are still hearing me filming via my phone. So hopefully that works. It just prevents you guys listening to any humming sound, which can be very irritating with the microphone, but it is what it is. But this is why Tiny was trending, just being a clown for no reason. It doesn't make any sense to me. Then we have Pizza Express that was also trending for a while. And this is something that I didn't really see coming, but it seems that Pizza Express has become the latest chain now to announce it is closing restaurants as the coronavirus pandemic causes a domino effect on Britain's high streets, claiming 17,000 jobs in eateries and other food outlets in a matter of months. The company confirmed plans on Tuesday to use a company voluntary arrangement, a CVA, an insolvency process that allows it to close outlets and cut the damn rents. This could result in the closure of as many as 70 of its 449 restaurants and could lose as many as 1,100 jobs. This is what we're going to be seeing now. Many jobs going left, right, and center. People have children to look after, parents to look after. The gloomy update comes as the government's Eat Out to Help campaign discount dining scheme has now started. And to be honest with you, listen, I was never at Pizza Express. Maybe when I was a kid, yes, but as time goes on, I feel like it's just really not becoming that popular, to be honest with you. But at the same time, it's just sad for people. Pizza Express has said customer demand has been encouraging at the initial group of 60 restaurants that reopened in early July, and it now has 166 venues open. But Zoe Bowley, who runs Pizza Express in Ireland and UK, said that the UK-wide lockdown has hit the hospitality industry particularly hard. It is with a heavy heart that we expect to permanently close a proportion of our restaurants. Mid-market restaurants have been suffering from heavy competition, rising costs, and slow interest from diners even before the pandemic. Having to close for several months has tested their finances to the limit and beyond, and some have run out of money, and the prospect of the government winding down its furlough schemes is forcing them to take difficult decisions. This is a lot, guys, because people are going to lose jobs. It was funny as well, because, not funny, but Prince Andrew was also trending because he was talking about Pizza Express during his interview. I don't know why nobody asked that clown to talk about, and he's just a clown in general, just an absolute fool. But a lot of jobs are going to be lost, and this is why also Pizza Express was trending all over Twitter, and people were discussing it and talking about it. And I just feel sorry for the people that have family to supply for and defend and earn for, and they pay the rent. Like, what are they going to do? Where are they going to go? They need the money. They're going to be panicking, the anxiety. Like, it's just very, very sad that this is what is going on. But Pizza Express, is it a dying restaurant? Do you shop at Pizza Express? Let me know, guys, because do you guys eat at Pizza Express? Because I don't know if you guys do, because I surely don't. But I see a few stores here and there, but I feel like Franco Manca has come into the flex. We have Domino's as well. We have, you know, just so many other pizza stores. It's massive competition. This is what's going to happen now post-pandemic, if we ever get to that stage. God willing, we do. A lot of businesses are going to shut down because they've lost so much money. And a lot of people are going to lose jobs. But moving on now, we need to get into BBC. Guys, BBC is really stressing me out with their stupidity. Like, it genuinely confuses me. We have not one, guys, not flipping one, but we have two reporters who are happily using the N-word out there in the sake of reporting, when you could happily have just said the N-word. Literally just say the N-word rather than saying the actual word. Like, why do you need to say it? Where does this come from? Why so publicly, as a professional job, with your face, with your chest, with your clapped face? I don't understand. Nobody asked for it. And then the BBC one now want to speak out and defend themselves. It's like, when does this nonsense end? because I don't understand. The BBC has refused to apologize, guys, after a journalist used the N-word uncensored during a report last week. BBC social affairs correspondent Fiona Lambden used the word during a report on a racially motivated hit and run for BBC Points West. Lambden told viewers, just to warn you, you are about to hear highly offensive language, because as the men ran away, they held racial abuse, calling him this. You could have just said the N-word rather than actually pronouncing it. Like, what is the issue? The clip was shared and it caused major, major concern. The BBC has now responded to the complaint, saying it listened to what people have said about the use of the word and its important piece of journalism about a shocking incident. It said it accepted it had caused offence, but that it wanted people to understand why the decision was made to air the word, adding that it would never want our reporting to become the focus of such an important story. It said the victim's family were anxious that the incident was seen and understood by the wider public, meaning they wanted viewers to see the extent of the man's injuries and to hear the racist language alleged to have been heard by the occupants of the car. This is dumb, man. Well, this is a dumb excuse they've used. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Don't need to say it. You can just say the N-word. To announce the exact word, it doesn't really do much, but really help and influence people to use these words. Have any thought about that? They did this on purpose because not everybody at BBC is that dumb. I'm telling you guys now on crud, not everybody at BBC is that dumb for them to be doing all of this. I'm so sorry. They knew what they were doing. They were fools for doing this, and I'm over it. And their apology, they didn't even come with an apology. They just came with the chance to defend themselves. And the funny thing is, if you go to BBC, they've literally written an article defending themselves, just talking absolute crap, BS, nonsense, no shame, guys, no respect, guys, and I find it to be just a mess. But I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised. I just feel like they should have came better, but they didn't. And it's like, just shut up, man. Like, honestly, just shut up, honestly. Whew, BBC are stressing me out. But you know what else stressing me out? The turmoil that is going on in Zimbabwe. Now, I've spoken about this, and I feel like it's gaining a lot of traction. I'm seeing it everywhere, and I'm glad the hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matter is trending. But for those of you who don't know what's going on, protests against economic turmoil, arrests, and human rights abuses in Zimbabwe have moved online with the hashtag. The Zimbabwe Lives Matter tag started after security forces blocked a street demonstration last week, and it draws on the success of the global movement highlighting racial injustice. The online campaign resulted in more than a million tweets, including from sports personalities and celebrities in and outside the country. Amazing. The president labeled the planned street protest an insurrection meant to topple his administration. In a televised speech on Tuesday, he said dark forces within and outside the country were undermining economic recovery. You are the dark force. The bad apples that have attempted to divide our people and to weaken our systems will be flushed out. People are so dumb in this world, man. I'm so tired. Zimbabwe is facing an economic crisis, for those of you who don't know, with an inflation of 737 food and fuel shortages and a collapsing currency. At least 60 people, including 2020 Booker Prize long-listed novelists, have also been arrested for demonstrating in the Southern African nation. And when they arrest, they're abducting them, they're hitting them, they're whipping them. The videos I've seen on Twitter are disgusting, and I feel like this is not going to stop anytime soon. This is a long road to justice, but to claim justice in any way, shape, or form or matter is a very hard and lonely road. The key word is lonely, because people find it easy and more comfortable to side with their oppressor because they find like it's just less hassle for them. They don't want to be involved, but they lose their integrity, their morals, their values as a person when you don't fight for what is right. But had these situations affected these people who don't care, you'll see how they change up. Suddenly they want everybody to be campaigning for them, but when other people were being abused, you didn't really care. You turned a blind eye. But when you are the one being abused, you suddenly want everybody to help you, but you turned a blind eye to justice and people are calling out for help. And this is what everybody needs to do to raise awareness, make noise, cause friction, traction online. Something needs to be done. Conversation, awareness, and I've spoken about this extensively on my channel, but I thought I'd bring a segment about it because it also was trending. Beirut, man. Listen, for those of you who don't know what happened to Beirut, there was a massive, massive explosion literally today. Ammonium nitrate is what is caused it, allegedly. People are saying it's Israel, but Hezbollah have confirmed that it's not. So, and they've also offered to help. But this was probably the second biggest explosion ever since Hiroshima. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but like, can you actually deep that? And I had friends over there and I immediately messaged them saying, are you guys safe? Luckily, they replied quite quickly and they were safe. And I'm very happy that they were. But at the same time, so many lives have been lost, casualties, not only that, but the building damage, not only that, but the food shortage, not only that, but the ports have been damaged. How can they even do their deliveries? This is going to cause Lebanon major, major issues for the future, guys. I don't think people actually deep understand how major this is. People are making jokes online about it. I'm like, would you be making jokes if you were there? People change differently when they are put into the position that of people that they make fun of. It's ridiculous and it's pathetic, but it only highlights the lack of empathy that we have for people in this world. And it genuinely is disgusting, like absolutely revolting, guys. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And the pictures I'm seeing online, people are injured, crying, the babies, the trauma, guys, the PTSD this will bring. This has damaged the city in such a disgusting way. It was so powerful, that this explosion, that people even felt it in Cyprus. I was in Greece last week. I mean, yesterday, even I probably would have felt it, like a little tremor here and there, to be honest with you, because this is actually disgustingly, like, can you deep how much pain these people are going through from this random explosion? Like, it's actually insane. 78 are dead and 4,000 are wounded from this entire situation. Apparently it was a deadly blast at the dangerous warehouse. We also have a father, guys, who was dragged away from an ill child's bedside. Listen to this story. Listen to this. Listen, this podcast situation, the way you lot need to be listening every day, because I'm coming at you with these current trending topics that... A father was dragged away, guys, from his child hospital bedside and arrested after refusing to leave when told her life support should be switched off. Rashid's 6-year-old daughter Zainab had complex needs due to rare conditions. There have been disagreements between her parents, who are both doctors, and the hospital about her care. The hospital trust cannot be named for legal reasons, but said the decision to involve police was never taken lightly. Zainab suffered from Niemann-Pick disease and the after effects of swine flu, which she contracted when she was two. In 2018, she had a flare-up of her lung condition after a viral infection, and her parents were advised that it would be kind to let her go as she was unlikely to pull through. However, they refused as they felt that she still had a good quality of life. Dr. Abbasi said the fact that they had disagreed with the trust meant they were labeled as argumentative. See what they're doing? See what they are doing? Dr. Abbasi said it was the same saga all over again, but this time there was a determination. The day the police were called, we were involved in a meeting lasting about 25 minutes, and they told their desire that they would take her off the ventilator and she would die. The hospital called Northumbria police and officers arrived while Dr. Abbasi was holding his daughter's hand at her bedside and asking him to step away. He said he asked if they had any legal reason to remove him, such as a court order or arrest warrant, otherwise he would not go, as he feared he would not be allowed to return. He said one officer came from the right and that was the hand I was holding Zainab's finger and grabbed me. Are you actually dumb? Are you actually flipping mad? I'm going to go mad right now. I'm on crud. The way I'm holding my child's hand, who is about to pass and is in critical condition, and you, PC Billy, is coming and grabbing my hand and taking it away and trying to shove me away. Are you stupid? Another pulled him to the floor, he said. Listen to this. And then he was physically restrained, his legs strapped together and wheeled out of the area. He was not charged and no action has been taken against him. Zainab died about 4 weeks later. Dr. Abbasi said, we are still living the nightmare. I still wake up in the middle of the damn freaking night feeling someone is pulling a tube from my daughter and tightening my handcuffs. PTSD, guys, is real and it affects anyone and everyone when they go through traumatic events. This has done piss me off. The trust said it is essential that we maintain a safe and secure environment for our patients and families. Northumbria police said we responded to a call of a man being violent, excuse me, and abusive towards staff, and they had assaulted a consultant. A whole doctor is going to assault another consultant. None of this is adding up. We are in the process of reviewing a civil claim, so it would be inappropriate to comment any further. People have no empathy anymore, man. They don't care for people anymore, man. It's disgusting. It's stupid. They just have no damn freaking empathy for people. This story is sad and it's disgusting. It really is. But this is a roundup for you guys for the 5 to 6 trending topics that everybody has been talking about on Twitter online for the last 24 hours. Let me know if you guys like this kind of strategy that I'm coming at you in my podcast. I really would appreciate it. Use the hashtag I'm over it and let me know on Twitter. I would appreciate it. I would retweet all tweets with the hashtag I'm over it. Please let me know if you guys like this, because I'm going to come at you guys with these type of videos like every day or every other day. Do let me know, guys. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, subscribe to the podcast on the Acast app, on Spotify, on Apple, guys. Subscribe, and I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast wrap, kind of roundup review of everything going on. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag #I'mOverIt, and don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. Especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.